Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win, right, people? Come on, seriously. It's the only way you make a difference. All right, let's get this out of the way on the front end, all right? Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Joe on your way out, and you can save anywhere from 30 to 70% on whatever product it is you want. You know, I mean, it's that simple. Right? What does he got? He's got pillowcases, sheets, mattresses, mattress covers. I don't know what else to say. He's got all of that available there. If you want to get something for your little sweetie, they got bathrobes, right? And as I said earlier, the pillowcases, new pillows, the MyPillow 2.0. I want to call it the My.com Pillow 2.0, but that wouldn't be right. MyPillow 2.0. Now, I don't have one yet. I'm working on getting one. And as soon as I get it, I will let you know how it works. And whether or not it'll work well, it allows me to sleep at night. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joey B's at it again. I think he's in trouble again, frankly. But that's just me. I don't know what to say. And, you know, he's talking about, well, first of all, he lied again. Is he Irish? Is he Italian? Is he black? Right? Did he go to a Baptist church? Is he a Catholic? I mean, it just gets nuts. And it doesn't really stop. Now, I love this. I love all this that's going on right now. You've got Biden, and I think the walls are closing in on him. And I'm not just saying that because some of the others are saying it, but I truly believe that the walls are closing in on him. And when I say that, what I mean by that is look at what's coming up. Look at all the noise that's being made by the left-stream media. And Trump is going to be, apparently he's going to be arrested next week. I mean, isn't that interesting? Anybody else find that interesting? Is it just me? Now, are they going to yank him in? They're going to do the whole SWAT team thing? Or what? What do you think the deal is? But what's funny is this, think about the Trump arrest information coming down the same week. It looks like things are getting pretty hot now. Now, come on, let's be honest about it. For Hunter, Joey Biden. Pretty bad. And I think that what's going to end up happening here, they're going to try to drown everything, every bit of news, everything that starts to leak, to make it look like it's really all about Trump. And, you know, for them, it is all about Trump. Nothing ever stops with those people, ever. They really believe, truly believe, they're going to nail him any way they can. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. Soldier Smith's going to join us right after the break. And you just, you know, there's so much that has gone on this week. So much happening with groups like, you know, the NAACP, BLM, the SEIU. You know, the SEIU is talking about shutting down or wanting to shut down the Los Angeles School District again, our system. And it's not because the teachers aren't being paid. Now it's the service workers aren't being paid enough. So let's make sure the kids don't get an education. That's the way to do it, right? I mean, are we in it for the kids or are we not? That's all I'm saying. Are we in it for the kids or not? Are we constantly doing this? Where, you know, they threaten to shut down the school. They threaten to go on strike, and all of a sudden, we've got to bow down. Look, people are hurting everywhere for dollars, for pay. People haven't had a pay increase in years. Well, not public people, not public workers. No, think about it. In my district, again, I always love to say we have some great teachers. Over the last 3 years, for all intents and purposes, the teachers have gotten close to a 17% raise, including some benefits and that kind of stuff. At that point, think about that, 17%. How many of you in the private sector have gotten a 17% raise over the last 3 years? I'm curious. Yeah, probably nobody. If you're doing really well, you get maybe 3%, 4%. And I know what they're going to say. Some of them are going to write me, as they always do, and say, well, maybe they should be in a business that has a union. Well, yeah, that doesn't make it. That doesn't fix it. All right? I mean, it really doesn't. There are so many, you know, what's really funny is in the education world, they always talk about how easy it is to fire them, how bad it would be. That's why they need to have a union. They have protection with state education laws. Most of them have even a third layer of protection at the state level, right, with their education code. So, yeah, you have to ask the question, how many unions do you need? How many layers of protection do you need? Come see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Guys. Joe Masina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. My favorite saying, do a little bit more than nothing. Okay? Because, seriously, it's easy to do nothing. It's easy for some of us to sit behind the microphone and start screaming about what you should be doing, what you ought to be doing, what you're not doing. That's easy to do. But we should be getting out there and doing the same. We should be getting out there and frankly, just being an example to you, really. It's really that simple. Anyway, Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. And, Sonia, we've had a busy week collectively, don't you think?
Listen, I took a back seat. I don't know if you've been talking about this. I couldn't get you on earlier, so I don't know what you've talked about, what you haven't talked about. But folks who are listening, Your faithful leader here, your godly man, is under demonic attack. I ain't never, you know, we're seeing it across the country, this demonic warfare, the spiritual warfare, demonic attacks. But they are targeting Joe Messina like I have never seen. And I will tell you how impressed I am with how you're holding up against this. I couldn't do it. I think most people couldn't do it. You were obviously made for a time such as this.
Oh.
Because who the heck would want this?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Oh, this was the most... Just ask me questions, because I'm just...
Well, I think so. First of all, I don't want to go through all of it with the people as far as, you know,
right.
what the screaming is about, what was going on, what was happening. I think, but you heard some of the responses. You know, our local, if you would, NAACP, which is, you know, there's local NAACPs all across the country, and I get it. But the reality is, it's funny how a group that was started for great reasons. Okay, that was supposed to enhance the black community, enhance how things are done, has really not done that in my area. They have done nothing but poke and prod and jump on people for what they perceive to be wrong. And what was really, and two things that were interesting to me about it the other night was when black conservatives got up to speak, and if I'm speaking out of turn, you can tell me because you were there too. When black conservatives got up to speak, the NAACP was jeering their own people, was laughing at their own people. I mean, that doesn't give you a warm fuzzy, does it?
Look, they don't view black color. Color means everything to them until it crosses party lines. They are so dug in to the very people that are doing the harm to them and their children and everything that they think that they're fighting against. And the manner that they're fighting against it is so unproductive, and it's actually very sad. It's angering, and it's sad. But yeah, no, they don't believe that we have a point of view. And if we do have a point of view, we're sellouts. We don't know what we're talking about. We're shilling for the man, you know.
Oh yeah, and, I mean, what was they? And I don't want to use a term, but they used to. Differentiate between, and my old pastor used to say this, field ends and house ends.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing what your quote unquote owner wanted you to do, you got to stay in the house. You got to serve in the house.
Isn't it amazing how long they've
Go ahead.
it's amazing how they buy into it and how long they've allowed this to stay status quo, and they don't even realize it. I wish, you know, there were a couple fathers who stood up and said some wonderful things about their children. I came away with it. It was kind of good that I didn't speak this time because I really felt like I needed to listen. And I heard some things that do need to be addressed, and they are real. And the topic that we're kind of dancing around here for your audience is the topic of racism. That racism is alive and well in the NAACP to the point where they trotted some children out and they told about their experiences. And their experiences were real. And there were some parents who stood up and talked about their children's experiences in our community that were real. I've had my own grandson who's had experiences in this community that are real. And another thing they were saying is when they tried to bring this to the forefront with the administrators, nothing was done. And I think that is really, really important. There were so many things that happened at that meeting that I think are really, really important. But I do think children of all colors, because of the environment that they live in and the social culture that they live in, and I started listing them after the meeting. I've been writing since that meeting. And with being locked down and masked up and forced vaccinated and all the other things that are going on in the world, these kids are in trouble. So, yes, those black kids that stood up and those black parents who stood up and said, my child has been called the N-word on a daily basis, that's real. My grandson has experienced that out here to the point where I pulled him out. It was the only reason I pulled him out of public school, but it is one of them.
Well,
that was my
school. Well, but some of the things I thought were interesting, too, that night, again, I know you don't agree with this, so that's why I'm going to bring it up. You know, they talked about the victims, okay, that the black kids who had to watch this video, and I love that, who had to watch.
Nobody had to watch.
Because there's no stop button on there, right, that I know of. But
well,
had to watch this, were victims. And then it set the community, it set relations back, you know, decades. And I'm thinking, how? How does three stupid... Go ahead. I'll let you speak. Go ahead.
Because when I can't imagine that felt really good as a black kid watching that video,
sure,
having
great.
Your classmates sing it, and the point is well made that it wasn't white people who created this song. It was a black guy who created the song. But we're living in a culture where kids are watching.
Okay. I don't want to go past that. Just fly past that. Okay. Because the question's been asked to me over and over and over again, and I don't know if you guys have figured this out yet, but I'm not black, so it's hard to answer this. But the girls were singing a song from, I guess it was very popular back in 2019. So you have this culture where you want these kids of all colors, of all whatever walks of life, to buy your music. That's how you make your money, right? They're singing along with the song. They go to concerts. They sing the song at the concerts. And then when they sing them, they're like, oh, but you can't use that one word. So society around them is bombarding them with this stuff. And I think it's very confusing for a teenage mind. It's not right. It's just confusing. And
I think it's confusing.
We've got to go for a break. And we'll pick up at confusing.
Okay, good.
All right. We'll be back in a minute. People don't go far.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Wall Street is closing with stocks lower to end the week. This comes as banks continue to deal with issues after the closures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. One expert said some investors believe major developments regarding banks could happen over the weekend. Meta is rolling out its verified subscription service for Facebook and Instagram users in the U.S. CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced Meta Verified will start testing in the U.S. and gradually roll out in the coming weeks following early testing in Australia and New Zealand. And Taylor Swift's highly anticipated Eras Tour kicks off tonight in Glendale, Arizona, or Swift City, as it's been dubbed in honor of the occasion. This girl's excited.
I just think she's really smart, and, like, she does good songwriting, and she's just a really nice person. And I love her cat.
The superstar's already delivered for fans even before hitting the stage. As promised, she dropped four new previously unreleased songs overnight. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And it would be 855-Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And that's how we win. When you're part of the solution, when you're part of the process, when you have the proper information, we can make a difference. If you get stupid and you just put garbage out there, we're in a lot of trouble. You're not helping the situation. Seriously. Let me bring her on. I always love when Sonia Schmidt joins me. Every week she joins us, kind of kick off the weekend, kick off the party, bring some reality to the conversation, right? I mean, you know, I got to tell you something, Sonia. What I love about our segments, the segments with Zoe, is that we can have real conversations about things going on. I've learned so much from you and him about the black community, right? And the similarities, frankly, between the black community, the Italian community, some of these other ethnic communities, and maybe even communities as a whole. I don't know. But it's almost taboo. I can't say that. I can't say I've been through some of the same things that you've been through. I can't say that we share the same problems.
Isn't that funny? We're people, so of course there's going to be some commonalities. There's going to be commonalities of pain. There's going to be commonalities of joy. We're people. But I think the race baiters are the people that are still so hurt, like slavery was last week, that they can't. They have nothing else. If the left doesn't have anger, vitriol, it's redundant.
I get it.
Slavery, white people, racism. If they don't have that, what will they do? Where is their identity? They don't have identity in God. They don't have identity in the things that we have that are important to us. That keep us from being angry yellers in the street, they don't have. They have to make signs and stand in the street and yell at other people for not being supportive of BLM and Antifa. They have to burn down buildings. They have to come to school board meetings and call people who they've never had a lunch with, they've never bothered talking to. They have to call that guy racist. You know, here's the thing is, if you watch our segments, Zoe and my segments with you, that doesn't happen just because. That happens because of years of a relationship.
Yes. Yep.
And that's what I encourage everybody who thinks whitey is wrong and black people are stupid or whatever it is they're thinking. Well, adopt one.
You know, it's funny. My son asked me a question today, this morning. We were sitting there talking in the kitchen, and he said, you know, Dad, I think it was the same in your day. I don't know, but you know, we used to call each other names. I mean, he's in his early 30s. He said in high school, we would call each other names. I mean, white on white, white on black, black on black. I mean, we knew they were just names. They weren't hurtful, right. If you would. I mean, sometimes when the other guy was mad, he'd call you a name. Okay, maybe that was a little off. And we'd punch it out in the parking lot. Truly, we'd have lunch together or play basketball afterward. It was not long term. He said, what is wrong with these kids?
They're told that everything, words are hurtful. Words are hurtful. So, of course, they're going to take words more seriously. My grandson, before he was even, in the third, fourth grade, he had been called the N-word more times than I have in my entire life. But, first of all, I taught him how that word should have no... First of all, when he was first called that, he didn't even know what it meant. But he was watching all the adults around him, because he had never heard it. We don't listen to that kind of music. We don't use those sorts of words. So when somebody called him that, he didn't know. Now, I'm sure the NAACP in your audience would say, I didn't equip him for the world. No, what I equipped him for is that words have no power over you.
Unless you let them have power.
Unless you let them have power.
Yep.
I'm all over the place.
No, you're okay. You're doing fine. Go.
It just makes me so mad in so many different angles that they're teaching these kids to let a word have power over them. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I told my grandson, you know, so we opened up the conversation about racism. And I go, racism is one of those things that you can't really judge what's going on in somebody's heart. I know that the guy that called my grandson that, he's not a racist. He just knew that that word was going to get under his skin. So we had a good lesson of showing people,
you know,
how things
that's
get
a good,
under your skin.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So when a husband and wife, it happens, mm-hmm. You and I both know it, when a husband and wife have a fight, every once in a while, one of them will say something they really don't mean. Deep down in their heart, they don't mean
it. They go there.
They just go there because they know it's going to tee you off and they're going to get under your skin. Doesn't mean I love her any less. Now, you know, I can honestly say I've never done that to Tammy. But I know it doesn't mean I love her any less. It doesn't mean she loves me any less. It was a momentary thing.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm glad you said that, because it happens now. I mean, it happens with all of them, Native Americans, Italians, you know.
Listen. If a white woman cuts me off of a parking space, you
Uh-oh.
Can bet what's going on in my head about her being... I love not her just being greedy, or maybe her not even seeing that I was pulling in. Trust me, if it's on the wrong day, I'm going to go there. But does that make me a racist in my heart? You cannot judge if somebody is a racist.
Well, you can't be a racist. You're black. You know that, right?
That's true.
I didn't know if you were aware. I just thought I'd let you know.
I'm lucky
go ahead.
In that regard. But I also don't care if somebody calls me a racist. I think that white people have to stop letting that bother them.
How do you say that? Because I say it, people get mad at me, and it's like, how do you say it? Look, I don't care. I don't care what you think, because I know I'm not a racist. I don't care what you think.
Right.
I don't even care if it hurts
racist,
you.
Don't, right. I don't care if it hurts you.
Yeah.
I really don't. This is your thing. This is your party. You go to it.
An old song, lady. There you go.
I'm not worried about it because I know who I am. I do so many racist jokes, it's not even funny. But it's because I can.
Do you know what I did Wednesday night when I came home? Well, because I have stuff to do to close the show down, you know, for somebody else who does it for me. So I came home, and you know what I put on, right? There were 40 minutes of the funniest black jokes. And it had Chris Rock. It had them all on there. And I'm going to tell you, probably, yes, you already know, 40% of the words used were the N-word.
Because I this week listened to some comics that I forgot. I just loved black comics. And it was like, where did we go from being able to laugh not only just at the world and our situation and race relations? How did we get here? I know how we got here. The left.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you beat me to it, but yeah, it's exactly what I was going to say.
When we stop letting them, and I'm so glad that I listened at this meeting in our community last weekend instead of speaking, because I do tend to get angry and I had a headache so bad even just listening. But I listened to the issues, and thank God I listened to a couple of fathers who stood up and said, these are real issues, and they clearly were racist, and this is how we tried to solve it, and nobody helped us.
Yep.
I listened to that Asian woman stand up.
Heartbreaking, right?
Heartbreaking! She said, and just to clue your audience in, if she was she's an Asian woman who she believes, I didn't see the post, but
yeah,
there was a post from a school board person or a teacher that used ethnic slurs.
A derogatory term for Asians,
for
the Chinese back in the early days of the country. Yeah.
And I don't know if she misunderstood the person's point or not, but what she's saying is, what she said was, when I called to get some sort of resolution on this, nobody responded. And she said, and I went to the NAACP website, and your statement says that you are here to help all people. And when I contacted you, you didn't even reach back at me. I don't know how, and I was like, I just looked at all of them like, you people should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself.
But what would tell my listeners, what were they doing? They were jeering. They were
oh,
laughing.
They were telling her that her feelings weren't real.
Yep.
But yet they got mad. And I'm so naive that I really want to sit as a group. I talked to a couple of fathers, the fathers who I mentioned. I would love to sit down. I would love to sit down with the NAACP. But do I think it's going to do any good? Not at all.
You don't fit their mold as a black woman. That's the problem. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, we're going for a break. Be back. I'm loving this conversation, by the way. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. If you don't like it, there's 3,000 other shows you can listen to. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Oh,
want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563 before I bring Sonya back on. You know, back in the 60s, I know, I'm a Star Trek geek, I don't know what to tell you, original Star Trek, and it was funny how they were tackling with some of the issues of the day. Remember, I think it was the first real racial kiss on daytime TV, on regular television set, was between, what was it, Uhura and Kirk, and that was like, the network didn't know if they were going to do it, they didn't know if they wanted to do it or didn't want to do it, and they got so much pressure that they actually did it. And they were so far ahead of their time with social issues and how we should deal with them. And this is, I know this is a far-out scene. I'm sorry. But Uhura and Kirk and Spock are on the deck of the Enterprise. And, yeah, all of a sudden Abraham Lincoln shows up out of nowhere. But whatever. Let's get past that for a second. I want you to listen to this clip and listen to how they frame words, how they talk about words. You think we would be there today, and we're not.
Excuse me, Captain Kirk.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Scott.
The charming negress. Oh, forgive me, my dear. I know that in my time some use that term as a description of poverty.
But why should I object to that term, sir? See, in our century, we've learned not to fear words.
May I present our communications officer, Lieutenant Uhura? The foolishness of my century had me apologizing where no offense was given.
We've each learned to be delighted with what we are. The Vulcans learned that centuries before we did.
Oh, my God. You mean be happy with the person you are? Get along with the person standing next to you whether they have pointy
where
ears?
Did you find that?
Am I good or what? Come on, you know, I'm good, yeah.
You know what? And I sent you some information about slavery, the inception of, and where the word slave came from, yep. Which was white-on-white slavery.
Yep.
From the Slavs.
Right.
White-on-white slavery. And the reason I taught that was not to say that slavery was cool, it was okay, just because white people were doing... I was saying, nah, it sucks. It's not a good thing for slavery. It's not good. But it's not an American problem. It's not an African-American, if you want to use that term, problem. And for us to try to win the victim Olympics is just, if you have no compassion, and that was another lesson that I taught my grandson, is the things that people did in one generation that were okay in one generation, and then times change, then the morals and the standards change. And I use, for example, his hair. He has dreads. His dreads with blonde tips.
I saw that.
And he's so cute. And I'm like, okay, so what if by the time you're 20, you look back and people are going, those people with dreads and blonde tips are gangbangers. And they're like, but they're not. And they just, right, but what if they view it as that? Now, do you have to erase everything, or do you have to, and but what you want to run for president? Now, do you not get to run for president because you had dreads with blonde tips? Because you're being judged by the future, you know? So we've lost all empathy and understanding, and we've lost all intellect, for one thing, and I ain't even smart, but I get that. That was a wonderful clip. I want that clip.
I'll send it to you. But it is interesting, extremely interesting, as you're sitting there listening to that, thinking, okay, he realizes the error of his ways. He says, I'm sorry. Should he be put in jail now? But I mean, right. he said, I'm sorry. Those things that we did in the past, they're wrong, and I know they're wrong, and I'm sorry for offending you. But I loved her comeback, which was, why should words bother me? I know who I am.
Why should words bother me? I know who I am. And that's what was missing from that meeting the other day.
But wait a minute.
So weak.
That is a home. That is a grand slam home run. I know who I am. So are we not teaching our kids who they are?
Right.
I mean, keeping them
but
strong.
But if you don't know who you are, if you don't know who you are, and you don't love who you are, which these children don't, they're being told that they're in the wrong bodies, for Christ's sake.
Yep.
How do they know anything? How do these kids know anything?
They have no absolutes. You are 100% on.
No absolutes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's and I feel bad for them. I want to shake them, but they have no one standing up for them. They're pointing the finger at white people. In the meantime, you've got this group of black people over that aren't helping them at all.
So, Sonia, how do we do that? Let me blow this by you for a second. This is, you know, for me, this is a big deal because for the first time in my career on the school board, and, you know, I'm pretty outspoken in my community, as you know, I've actually had young kids come up to me now for the first time. And they'll say, are you Joe Messina from the school board? And I'm, yeah, you know, I'm waiting to get punched in the face, but I go, yeah,
right,
yeah.
You're racist!
But I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 of them will say to me, and I'm talking about, you know, white kids, Hispanic kids. Like, honestly, I've never had a black kid walk up and say this to me, but, you know, thanks for giving us a voice. Thanks for standing up for us, because some of these kids are Christian kids, too. And you know, we need more of this. The words, the stuff that you guys are fighting about doesn't bother us. We don't talk about the stuff the way you do. So just thanks for being there for us kind of thing. So it's like, well, how do we get, start the spark to get a small group in the black community to step up and be that voice for the black kids who are being told, you'll always have the stigma of slavery, you'll never be able to get ahead because the white man's going to keep you down. How do we fix that?
I think that you don't segment. I think there needs to be a group that gets started about caring for the children first. And we can bring all these topics because there was one of the fathers who I thought was great in meeting, he had the same pains and the same concerns, same experiences, yep. But the way he expressed himself, you could hear him. and I spoke to him later on in the parking lot. And we had a difference of opinion about how we discuss it, because I didn't like when the kids were going, I demand this, and I'm entitled to that. And I'm like, oh, that kind of rubs me the wrong way. But his feeling was that if we've experienced it for so long and we've been asking for it for so long, that's why they were saying that. And I come from the kind of the Malcolm X school of, as long as you're demanding and asking and you ain't getting nowhere.
You're supposing, when that girl was looking at me and others, but looking at me in particular, I demand you notice me. I'm thinking,
right? Yeah, I demand you.
How could I miss you? Right? I mean,
right.
You're not making any sense here.
You notice me.
Notice what? That you're black? Notice what? That you're yelling at me? Notice what? That you?
It's not a winning strategy.
Thank you.
Listen, as an aging woman, I could stand up in front of a bunch of young, hot guys and go, I demand you give me the same sort of treatment that ain't going to happen. You know, you just got to find your own way and deal with it. And it's natural. I mean, if I put it in that context, if I'm a woman of a certain age, not experiencing the same things I did when I was younger, well, that's natural, honey. It ain't going to be like that. However, there's some things that are going on, and I think that the school board, unfortunately, I don't think they heard that some of these black parents, by the way, whose children have already graduated and moved on, are saying, this has gone on in the past and was never dealt with. It's being dealt with now. I mean, when that girl stood up and said that her teacher, this is a current student, she said her teacher in an AP class, these aren't low achievers.
Right.
AP class was referring to the black girls as my little black girls. And then when they brought that to the superintendent's attention, they didn't do anything about it.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Okay, so those are one of those situations, though, where, look, at black parents, black moms are like Italian moms, okay? They'll take your head off if you hurt one of their kids.
That's right.
All right? So you bring it to the board. That mom, that dad, that whoever should have come up at the time it happened and said,
I heard that. I heard that.
They came to the board? Because I didn't hear.
I don't know. They came to the, listen, we don't know what avenues to take as a parent of black or white.
Yep.
But they said, I went to the teacher, I went to the principal, they did do the steps, and
right.
Nothing happened.
Well,
and they took their kid. I took my kid. I homeschooled him.
Yep.
So they're doing their part. And I saw the face of them.
We need to help them. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, but I think that our perspective needs to be what is helping children. I don't think we have the same idea about what helping children is. I think that that massively angry, nasty, given a stink eye group.
it diminishes your cause. It diminishes your cause because I'm sitting there saying, I do love these people in the love of Christ. I do want to help whoever these people are, whether you're black, Hispanic, whatever. I want to make sure you get what you need. But when I have them over there jeering and laughing and making fun at some people that they don't agree with, I'm going, do they really want help or are they really just making noise? All right, we're going to go for break.
Oh.
Go grab a drink of something. As long as it's not green, I'm happy.
I do have green goddess. Okay.
Green. All right, be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. Yep, you got us again. I hope you're enjoying the conversation as much as I am. You're listening to Joe Messina Show. Be back in a few minutes.
It's just painful. Because while we're arguing...